One short and sweet, really nice.
This scenario is called Clock Blockers. That's called time travel. It's one of mankind's longest lived dreams. Who hasn't thought about seeing the pyramids built, or hearing the Gettysburg Address, or watching the Berlin Wall tumble? Fuck those assholes. You're using the time machine for your own selfish, dangerous desires. It's only a matter of time before everyone can time travel, so why not lie, cheat, and steal your way through history while placing a few bets along the way to build the Ark of the Covenant you're using as a coffee table with some Aztec gold?
And that's a black dice, and scene one, done. This is called Clock Blockers. I thought you said Clock Walkers. I can't understand my feelings about this anymore. Especially because it sounds like Clock Stoppers, and when I was 12, I really wanted to see that movie. It looked really cool. They went so fast that they could see the individual droplets as they sprayed a garden hose. And I was like...
Yeah, okay, I did see that movie. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I don't think I saw it.
That's alright, neither did I. So who's rolling first? It can't be me, because my scenarios are too bad.
I'll roll. Is that okay if I roll?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I got a 3 and 2, which is either academic ex-lovers stuck together on this project, or family, embarrassingly proud parent and child.
I mean, someone has to play a child, or I guess just an older person. I mean, the parent would just have to be older, or someone would actually be a child.
I'll be an embarrassingly proper child then.
I mean, if we do ex-lovers stuck together in this project, we could get another Dan Puckett and something Rips, or whatever your character name was. So we could do Mana Hotel again.
But this time, in time.
Hey, that means like two minutes from now, and 7 years ago. Time back.
4 score and 7 minutes ago.
This strain was like 7 minutes younger than it is. Radical.
Oh no, just pick whichever one you like.
Pick whichever
one. Alright, I will go on that one. Ex-lovers stuck together on his project. Sorry. Sorry.
So who's going second?
And the next one is 5 and a 5 on whatever the next thing is. Locations, future history, the last human on Earth.
How does that exactly work? Oh, Robo-Love. It's Robo-Love.
Who's next? Which one of you is next? Which one of you is my lover?
I say you choose.
Oh, no. I'll flip a coin.
That works. I think that's how we did it before.
Stephen really or... Well... It is, Stephen, sorry.
Again, okay.
Sorry.
I'll leave you alone!
I'll be playing Dan Puckett.
Hell hath no fury like a jilted, ambiguous time person.
Well, I rolled a 5 and a 1, and a 1 and a 2, so...
And a 1, 2, 3, 4.
And a 1, 2, 3. So 5 and 1, reincarnated soulmates. I guess that works.
This would be between you and
or
me.
Old hat, old man in hand, and new recruit.
I mean, that also works being stuck together on this project. Although, if I choose that, then we're not scientists, we're just like the cleaning crew who stumble into the time machine. If I choose the other, then I guess we're the people working on the time machine. I'm going to go with old maintenance hand and new recruit.
Okay, so which one are you?
Oh. I guess it depends on... Well, we can decide that after we roll the other things.
Okay.
So the other thing I rolled was
One and two.
One and two. So, that'd be an... no, wait. Okay, you do the location, I'll do a need. So, either to activate... Oh, wait.
To get laid, to activate the time machine.
To get laid, to activate the time machine.
Someone actually got to get laid.
Or to see for yourself a famous speech.
Wait, does the first one mean that the time machine is powered by someone getting laid?
Well, I did just listen to the Sawbones episode about Wilhelm Reich, so...
We could go and have a sex box!
That's what the time machine is. Albert Einstein said it was not not true, but...
Albert Einstein said box. It was some straight bullshit.
And I don't also, know who
I'm
this...
not your friend anymore, Wilhelm Reich.
Who was that? Which one was Wilhelm Reich? Or was that a later episode? Is that a newer episode?
He just had a lot of wonderful theories.
I think we're going to do to get laid to activate the time machine so we can make Wilhelm Reich jokes.
Okay.
Which will probably go over my head. Okay.
Okay. So is this the old maintenance hand needing to get laid with the young recruit? Or, like, getting the young recruit?
I think it's just ambiguous. He just needs... Whichever one I am just needs to get laid by someone.
Okay.
All right. And you need to help each other to achieve that goal.
I mean, I don't know any famous speeches, so I can't really go with the other one.
Let's see. Getting not a number there is upsetting. Oh, I know one. Bug effects! All right, a 1, a 5, a 2, and a 6. What options do I have? I could be old maintenance hand and new recruit. Wow, great.
We're old.
You're an old maintenance hand who's like 96. And I'm a new recruit who's also an old maintenance hand to Will's person who's like 27.
No, wait, okay. I'm the old maintenance hand. You're the new recruit who's time traveled so that you're also an old maintenance hand. And then Will's the new recruit to you. We've time looped the maintenance crew.
They really needed extra staff, so I left myself a note to find 60 years later so I could come back and share my experience. I was up a really tough Tuesday, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm finally going to do it.
Or we could be the same person.
No!
Or the old maintenance hand and the younger version of the old maintenance hand.
We could... no, that'd be like the worst trolling. You're like, hey, I know what you're doing. You're thinking about girls. Thinking about unclogging toilets instead. Or 2 and a 6, disgraced scientist and the administrator who fired you and... A 5 and a 1, reincarnated soulmates. Or a 6 and a 2, a soldier and a prisoner. I don't know. None of these intrigue me as much as time loop maintenance tank to recruit.
Does sound pretty good.
We're gonna be something with that. And why, if we are the same person, the need to get laid becomes like...
Yeah.
Or it becomes like... A brain trust.
Not to mention that the first one is that Vince and I are ex-lovers stuck on this project, but which version of our time-traveling self is the ex-lover?
Oh, man. The answer may surprise you. Alright, so I have 6 left. I'm either looking for the... I'm either involved with the Holy Grail... Or the handwritten manuscript of a famous novel. I'm picking manuscript of a famous novel. And it's going to be the finished version of the Canterbury Tales, which ends in a mysterious incantation deemed too dangerous by the church.
Okay, right. 6 white dice. 6 black dice.
Alright, and I guess does that mean that I'm also... I didn't establish a relationship with Will's character.
Well,
yeah, you're the old man in town, and I'm a new recruit. I thought that was what the thing was.
But I'm also the new recruit to my own old maintenance man.
Exactly. That's where the time loop comes in.
Alright, so you're a new recruit to me, but I'm also a new recruit to a man who may be myself, might not be myself. I don't actually know. It hasn't happened to me yet. And he's not telling.
I guess we do have to strain this out. Okay, so if I'm the old maintenance hand and you're the new recruit to me, you're the old maintenance hand in that you're the same person as the person who is the old maintenance hand. And then yes. Will Binns is also a new recruit.
Is Will Binns also me?
I think Will Binns is the other person who's not either of us. Or not us.
Okay.
So I'm the older version of you.
And then I'm...
And then you're just like a younger maintenance worker. And then I guess Binns is also a maintenance worker who's the actual new recruit.
We're all maintenance workers on this time ship.
And he's the ex-lover to me, stuck together on this project. And I guess the project is cleaning the toilets.
Also, there's the undiscovered manuscript of a famous novel, which I love this play.
And this time machine was built by Wilhelm Reich.
Yes. It's Wilhelm Reich's lost magnum opus.
Oh, yeah, they burnt all his books, right?
And he was disgraced. Look, if any of you listeners don't know who Wilhelm Reich is, stop listening right now and go listen to Sawbones, a marital tour of medical something.
Misguided medicine, I think?
Yeah! It's on MaximumFun.org.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop this and go listen to that episode.
No, you're not a listener. You're a maintenance person.
I'm not a maintenance person, I'm a new recruit.
Also,
you're the secret of the new recruit. You don't know who Wilhelm Reich is.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, I will accept that. Can I start then? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Earth, 1995.
It's the future, 1995.
I'm hanging out in this laboratory owned by some scientist dude. New recruit. It's a complicated place. He's hired me and, unfortunately, my ex-lover, who I've had a bit of record with, to work on this time machine thing. Because it's not working. What's the missing ingredient in this? The scene begins. In immediate res.
So, the if tree. You're narrating it, then we decide if it's black or white dice?
Yeah.
Okay. So just double checking that you wanted to be narrating it.
Yeah, but also you're coming into the scene, it's like, because the camera is going to zoom in to the scene occurring.
Camera zoom in the background, Vanilla Ice plays softly.
What are you doing for me with this? Jerk. Science guy. That could be you, Will, cursed.
Oh, yeah.
For the purpose of the scene. You know that me and them, we've got a history.
Oh, I'm just a young apprentice to the famous scientist man.
You're not even the scientist man that I'm trying to talk to. Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
You're useless.
You're so pushy and demanding of others. See, this is why it didn't work out.
Listen.
Come back here, young scientist.
Yes, sir.
I guess answer their question.
What question was that?
I can't remember. I wasn't listening.
What was your question, sir?
I can't believe I've slept with this 96-year-old man.
I'm 62. I mean 16. You must mean Mr. Herbiderp over there. My name is Herbenzerp.
No, I was not really talking about Steven's character because I think he was older, right? But
yeah.
Then stop bothering me.
Well, so, alright, you're gonna help with giving the wrench?
I mean, it's all the way over there. I mean, if you take like 3 steps, you'll be closer, so.
I can get it for him.
Well, you're the maintenance, guy, you give me the wrench.
I mean, you're also the maintenance guy, so.
I'm a new recruit.
Then why are you giving me orders? Get me the wrench.
No. You get me the wrench.
I'll give you the wrench.
Beauty before age.
I'll pick up the wrench and shake it at you with my spindly 96-year-old arms.
You know, this time machine, it's a real piece of work. Can't believe we got stuck putting together this time machine. What a joke. Not for nothing, but this whole time machine deal, this whole time machine business, I wish I could go back in time and we could have never met. That's what I would do if I could get this time machine to work.
You should get your wish.
I mean, that'd be a paradox. Don't even bother thinking about it. I just can't believe that their budget was so low. They have the maintenance staff doing the work that the project engineers should be doing.
Well, he's too busy working on this science guy is too busy working on his stupid quantum resonator doing.
It's gonna glare at you from across the room.
I'm just saying, this isn't in either of our job descriptions. I'm here to clean toilets and screw in light bulbs. That's what maintenance does.
Well, why don't you why don't you stop screwing? Because that's the problem.
White dice?
What?
White dice!
I don't think there's a conflict, really.
Sounds pretty conflicting to me. Nothing but arguing.
I hand him the wrench and walk away. He now has the wrench he wanted. I exit the room in a hot
get the wrench, get to
I'm
work.
I'm going to go clean the bathrooms.
Oh, this stupid time machine. End of the scene. I get a white dice. I'm going to give my white dice to Will, I guess.
Yay.
Okay.
White dice.
Will it be Steven? There are 5 white dice remaining. Sorry, I'll be quicker at this in the future. Right.
Okay. Now it is my scene. I will be getting a mop and a bucket from the maintenance closet. And very slowly, because I guess I'm also a 96-year-old man, I need to remember that, walking towards...
You don't have to be literally 96, but...
Let me help you with that, sir!
I can be a very healthy 96-year-old. If only I had the...
I'm a very healthy 96-year-old man! Can I get that bucket for you?
It's on wheels, it's not a big deal. Don't you have a time machine to build?
No, I don't know anything about building a time machine. That's up to Professor Herpenders.
Who are you again?
Herpenzer. He's a famous professor. He's one in charge of this place.
Said, who are you?
What?
I'm talking. Get out of my way. I have to go clean the bathrooms.
Okay. I'll help you. Oh, man. This is really rough.
Who do you think you are? The new maintenance guy or something? Don't you have something?
No one's told me what my job is.
I squint at you. Maybe you should go ask someone what your job is.
Oh, I could ask you.
Do you feel like cleaning toilets all day?
A little bit, maybe.
That's a strange attitude. You remind me of a much younger me.
Well, my mom always told me, Wilhelm, if you haven't tried something yet, you don't know if you like it.
Oh, your name's Wilhelm? That's a coincidence. So is mine.
Wow! We're gonna be real buddies!
I mean...
High five!
I'll...
Oh, I'm sorry! I didn't mean to high five you so hard!
My brittle old man arms can't take much.
Oh no! Should we go to the... Should we
Nice.
Oh no! Sir, did I break your arm?
I'm not sure.
Wait, oh no! My arm hurts! My arm?
I don't think that's the way this time loop works, but, okay. Yeah, jeez. Okay, look, just take this and clean the bathroom. I'm gonna go see the, I guess, the first aid office.
Okay.
And I guess that's the end of the scene.
Yes. Who are you giving your dice to?
I can't give it to myself. I'll give it to you. Will be.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
So Will is cleaning the bathroom stalls, thinking to himself, boy, it sure is great and lucky of me to get a position aboard this time ship. Maybe someday I'll be able to go back to the past and find out all about famous medicines and interesting alternative terms of treatment. For the moment, we'll concentrate on scrubbing these cockroach paste guys out of the bottom of the toilet. When in walks Will's character.
Oh, hey, it's you. How are you doing? Looks like it's the new guy. You guys here. Great.
I'm doing pretty bad. I think one of the cockroaches got up in my shirt.
Yeah, that's really great. Move out of the way. I need to use the bathroom.
Also, I think I time reverse broke my arm. I feel like it was time.
Yeah, that seems pretty likely to me that it was time that did this to you. So.
Do you think it could be? We might run into something with time.
It's probably time. Time for you to go is what I think. Maybe.
Black dice.
I don't know how to turn this into a plan. Well, will you?
I don't know.
Hey, did you know that that guy, that Mr. Janitor Man, his name's my name? We're both named Wilhelm.
That's great. I'm glad that you're enjoying that. You know, maybe you shouldn't talk about him so much in front of me, because, you know, that guy, you might think he's all cool because he's all, you know, showing you the ropes and everything. But let me tell you, right, maybe don't get so close to guys like that, you know, because they'll only break your heart. This is what I think.
Wilhelm's gonna sort of nod knowingly and wink and lean in and say, "It sounds like you're jealous because his dick is bigger."
Oh, hey. You should. I opened my fly just now in confidence.
I wasn't even looking down there.
I'm here in this bathroom to make.
Oh no! To make more reverse time feeling.
I'm here in this bathroom to make wee wee. No, no, please. Please leave me alone. Get back to work. Don't tell anyone what you saw today.
I won't tell anyone you have a robot penis. Don't worry. Oh, I need to go before the fabric of time tears me apart.
you should keep an eye out for photographs of yourself.
I'm going to call that end soon.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to give my dice to Stephen, because Stephen wasn't in that scene. I think that's pretty much how this is working.
Yes, good enough.
Four black dice.
Wait, whose scene was that? Yeah, that was your scene.
That was my scene.
Yeah, okay. I lost track of which Will scene it was.
It was my scene.
Oh, wait, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You were just heavily featured in it.
Okay.
No, yeah, scene picks up with you, zipping up your fly.
Oh, no, wait, who are you giving this dice to?
Oh, that's right, it's my dice to give. Yes. I'll give it to you, Will.
Oh, thank you then. Supposed to be even no dice for you.
No!
That's what they called me back in.
I'm sorry, Steven. But Will's brusque indifference and almost outright hostility has really won.
That's all right.
Maybe when I get older and turn into you, then we can have a better relationship.
I thought you were setting up my scene, by the way, but then you stopped. I don't know.
Well, do you want us to set up your scene, or do you want to set up your own scene?
Can you set up my scene for a change?
Okay.
It's in the time ship. On one man whizzing through his metal penis. Remembering the terrible manuscript accident that cost him so much.
Oh, I can't believe that manuscript accident that I had.
Those terrible pages.
I went after this robot dick.
Fantastic as it was, with its 97 unique features.
Still burned on the side.
And no sooner does he start using the bathroom than he is finished, as it opens its robot's loose gate and empties it all in 1 second.
Unfortunately, the water punches a hole through the urinal, as usual.
That's why they have 3 maintenance staffers.
For 1 bathroom and a lab.
Maybe I should get back to work on this time machine, I guess. It's enough screwing around. I'm going to wash my hands.
He washes his hands, exits out into the hallway, only to find himself up against his jilted lover, carrying a tube of urinal plaster.
I had a feeling I was going to need this.
Well, listen, maybe I wouldn't, you know, have such a powerful dick. if you hadn't snapped it off, trying to get that manuscript.
The air is thick. You could
maybe you should thought about that before you started.
Hey.
Yeah, sleeping around on me and then infecting me with your diseases. How about that?
I have no diseases that I know of. I have no idea what you're talking about. I deny everything.
Well,
I would push past him into the bathroom.
This is a waste of time. I'm going to get back to doing this time machine thing. If only I could find, I don't know, some way of, like, get this time machine to work, because then I'll be out of here and won't have to deal with...
Suddenly, Dr. Herbizerp begins to yell from the lab, and a klaxon siren begins to sound...
I'm gonna say white dice.
White dice?
Yeah.
I guess that means you've learned how the time machine works.
Will's character recognizes that as the super good news klaxon.
Whoa, that's like some good news. Finally, some good news for me. Stuff's looking up.
Streamers pour down from the ceiling.
As he nears the lab through the confetti falling, he hears Dr. Herbizerp going, "I've done it! I've finally done it! Away home!"
You fixed the quantum resonator. That's good.
Fixed the super time machine.
Oh, the super time machine. Because why have you had us working on the stupid regular time machine when this whole time you've been working on the super time machine? What's the super time machine even do anyway? This is stupid. I don't like anything that you've done here. I think this whole time shift is a waste of time. You got me working together with that Wilhelm guy. I think, you know, the history that we've had, and I don't think that you're a very good, scientist. I think maybe you should be a little bit less science and a little bit more spending time listening to people
What if I told you one of the things the super time machine could do was fix your past? Or maybe, romance things.
Are you saying that this time machine could give me back my human dick?
He says you have a robot dick. End of scene.
Okay. Fine, I'm gonna give my white ass to Steven, because I don't think Steven was... Well, I guess, yeah, you're in a lot better, and I guess Mel was also. But yeah. You don't have any dice, and I do.
Okay. Do I want to narrate my own scene? I guess I have to start off by narrating what happens when I hear the klaxon. I'll narrate my own scene. Okay.
Okay.
After my encounter with my jilted lover, I will turn off my hearing aid because I'm sick of conversations with him. And I will go in and start repairing the urinal. And I guess I finish that quickly.
Nothing's gonna happen in here. What's with the doodle and the sirens are about?
I continue plastering over the battle-scarred urinal. I start whistling to myself, the jaunty tune.
That's not very nice, Mr. Wilhelm.
I'm applying my third layer, even though I know it will all go to waste. Next time,
The young...
I don't have a name. Oh, wait, my character is called Red Jackson. My character is Red Jackson. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Red Jackson! We're gonna get you back your human dick.
Red Jackson's actually his nickname. He got it after the accident.
That's because that's the model. That's the brand name. young apprentice Wilhelm gives up on his dreams of glory and comes over and begins patching up the urinal.
Oh, hey. Why are you getting so close? I'm almost done. Look, this is a job that takes finesse. A recruit like you has no place dealing with a urinal like this.
Oh no! Oh, I dumped all the plaster down the drain.
White dice.
I guess we can't spend any more time in this bathroom. Let's go check out the time machine.
I flicked my hearing aid back on. What was that?
It was the time machine thing, maybe.
What's with the klaxon?
It's the time, happy, kissing, don't you recognize it?
I slept through all the employment orientation videos.
All 92 of them?
Yep.
Wow! You're my hero! Hey, what's your last name?
It's Reich.
Wow! My last name's Reich, too!
I'm gonna squint at him. You're making fun of me now.
No, I would never!
Whatever, I'll push past him into the hallway.
He'll follow.
Oh yeah, I'm still narrating this scene, so I guess I have to keep talking. Huh. Okay, I'll see all the confetti streaming down. Damn it, not again. I just finished cleaning up the confetti from the last time. They finished the medium super time machine.
What did they do with that one?
Not sure.
Is that why whenever I go down to hallway B, all my arms and legs disappear?
Well, that was one of the time machines. I can't keep them straight anymore. You're finishing time machines all the time here.
Whoa! You sure know a lot, Mr. Same Name as Me.
I still don't believe you about that.
Howdy, boys, it's me, your old pal, Dr. Guy.
Damn it, I hate this guy.
I hate this guy, too. Hi, Dr. Guy.
Hello, Mr. Reich. Looks like you two are having a good old-fashioned powwow on company time.
You've got that, Reich. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. Need me, I'm a valuable asset. No one else wants to work maintenance on the time ship with all the confetti I have to clean up.
We fixed up the blood holes!
That's as may be, Mr. Reich, but perhaps you might find yourself employed a little better in the kitchen staff.
Did you say the past?
No, the kitchen. Working in the kitchen.
I'm almost certain.
Talking over me. I'm trying to make a point about not letting you do the things you're doing. Just forget it. I'm going away. I'm going back to 1938. There's nothing you can do about it.
Dr. Wright, he's from the past. We gotta follow him.
Can't you see I'm having a mental breakdown?
He's about to make a mental break for it.
We were expecting you work on the time ship.
I don't know. I forgot.
Just let him go.
Back to 1938 I go.
There's nothing interesting in 1938.
I'll chase after him.
The little boy runs down the hallway.
I don't know what my goal is for the white dice.
The white dice?
Yeah. You got white dice a long time ago.
I guess my white dice is that no one's bothering me anymore, and I have my hearing aid off, so I'm finally having some peace and quiet. I'm going to go hang out in the maintenance closet.
I love the idea of, like, someone opening up the maintenance closet and just a straight 96-year-old man staring straight ahead.
I was thinking the maintenance closet would be bigger. Like, you have to keep all the buckets in there and have the refill station.
I can't.
It can be small. I'll be in behind some brooms.
It's kind of like, like Bender's closet. Okay.
Sure.
Alright. Well, I guess that it's time for young Wilhelm Reich to chase after Mr. Guy.
I need to give my advice to someone, though.
Want to see your wonderful land.
Gonna mess up your black dice streak.
Tripped over a dice.
Okay, 3 white dice, 4 black dice. Okay. Do.
Mr. God, wait up! I want to see your delightful world of the roaring 30s.
Oh, Mr. Reich, what a pleasure to see you. Yes, of course, it will be my honor to show you 1938.
I thought it was 35.
No, it was 1938.
They still have the World's Fair in 38?
I don't know. I just picked the number at random, and now I'm going there.
I'll jump in with you.
You approach a room with a sign above it that says Lesser Medium Time Device.
Here we are, the Lesser Medium Time Device. Looks like we're going back in time to 1938.
It looks like a port-a-john.
Foreshadowed.
Why does it look like a port-a-john?
You open the door.
Mr. Reich, time machines come in many different shapes and sizes. Many of them need to be activated in different ways. Needs to be activated by the removal of certain bodily matter from the human body and, let's just say I had a big breakfast this morning.
I don't like the way this is going, Mr. Guy. I want to get off this ride.
Well, you're more than welcome to, but...
I'm saying that, but you're grabbing my arm.
Well, you are a member of the maintenance crew, so perhaps it might be a learning experience.
This is an abuse of youth workers. Oh, God! Oh, what did you eat?
Back to 1938 we go!
Why do I feel 50 pounds heavier? Oh, no. What happened to my voice? Mr. Guy, where are we? What did you eat?
I simply ate what was necessary.
your potent combination of smells and science and shit has turned me into a middle-aged man.
We have important work to do, Mr. Reich.
Are we going to save the world?
We're going to save...
the world?
Sorry.
Oh, God, he died! What am I going to do now? I'm trapped.
I seem to have had a heart attack.
Hang in there, Mr. Guy. I don't know how. I don't think I can shit that much to make the time. Oh, sorry. My voice got all squeaky there for a second. Didn't mean to break the plot. Anyway, please don't die on me, Mr. Guy.
I'm already dead. This is a recording held by the small, moderate time thing. I wasn't really paying attention when I heard the name of it, and now I'm dead, and it's all up to you now.
What a strange...
Take the high-fiber die, the high-fiber bar in my pocket.
It smells bad. It seems to have gotten a little bit on it. I'll just... tuck this away for later, but it's nice to be out in the fresh air. What's this? I seem to have been transported onto a lot where they're building the SS Chrono Trigger, the very time ship on which I was a maintenance lad all those 5 million 2 minutes ago. Perhaps I could leave myself something of a secret surprise. I think I need a dice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were narrating it or if we were narrating it. But okay, I'll give you a white dice.
I'll hide for myself the plans for a time machine, a better one. I stole it off the desk of a guy named Sir Man, who looks suspiciously like the brother of the dead body in the portage. This time machine looks like a telephone booth. A red, clear telephone booth. That is only as big as a single very muscular man could fit inside of to make the collect call. Now I will also fill it with a large number of comic books and candy bars. And then I say, this will make me the greatest child genius in all of the year 20XD6. That's the end.
I guess that's the end of your scene.
I time plot.
Okay. Who are you giving your dice to?
I'm giving my dice to my boon. I'll give it to Steven, the man who I am feeling more and more related to every year.
I'll accept your dice graciously.
I guess that's that. I guess it's a tilt now, right? Because it's halfway through the game.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
So we all roll our dice.
Do I have the one?
Yeah, you've got one white.
All right.
Man, we used like no blacks. Well, okay, wait, we use two blacks. We get both of you.
Yeah. I've got three black, which means
I rolled a two white. Once.
I have 7 white.
Oh! Okay.
So it's me and Steven that are deciding on the tilt, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Tilt.
So we roll 2d6 and a 5. Again.
I got a 3 and a 5, which is either Love Rears Its Ugly Head from Innocence, or Paranoia, two people cross paths and everything changes.
Hmm.
Kind of prefer the Paranoia one, but...
I mean, we can all be paranoid about time going on.
Yeah. Okay. What's your...
I either have Mayhem... A frantic chase, or a tragedy, death out of the blue.
Hmm.
I guess we could do a frantic chase through time, although I kind of want death out of the blue so that my current really old character can die, and then I can just play a slightly older version from earlier in the time stream. Hmm. I think I'll go with that. Tragedy, death out of the blue.
Okay. Paranoia, two people cross paths, and everything changes. I'll just write that down.
Okay, well...
Alright, oh, wait, it's my turn, right?
It's also your turn, yeah.
Yes!
Okay, I don't remember what was happening in my turn.
You, the confetti was going off, you were talking to Dr.
They were gonna fix my dead keys in time.
You said it was a possibility. And that's where we left off. So do you want to narrate this one, or?
Yeah, okay, I'll narrate this one.
I'm just saying because we haven't been keeping it straight, and I don't know whether to offer dice or try to give the narration. So.
All right. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to be talking to the. I'm going to be talking to Doctor again, and I'll also, while I'm working on this newer time machine, and also at some point, I guess, one or both of the other characters are going to come in. Okay.
So, yes. If you go back in time to the year 1965, they have a wondrous solution there that can turn metal into gold.
Well, yeah, but as in, I don't really see how that's not just another kind of metal. I mean, it doesn't really seem to help me. I didn't have a gold penis before, and it's all about a regular human penis is what. What's what I'm trying to get back to?
Well, if you go to the year 1962, they can turn gold into human dicks.
Sounds about right.
Well, now we're getting somewhere, I guess. So it's kind of like a fetch quest. All right. Okay, I'll go on. What do you want me to do in return? Let's get this show on the road. Is what I'm going to say. Let's just start up the old time machine. How do I work this time machine? How do you?
You just insert 75 cents into the slot and stare straight ahead at the camera. It'll take 4 pictures, one for every layer of time.
seems pretty straightforward. Why are you doing this for me? I mean, yeah, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye in the past, but I'm just gonna say I really appreciate everything you're doing for me, because
listen, I don't hold against you at all that you spoiled my secret plans for the transubstantial time machine for that one time when you got mud on my new slacks. We're good.
I'm really sorry about that whole slacks thing, because, I know what it's like to, you buy a new pair of pants and,
You've had it for, 4 hours.
Yeah, and then someone comes along and it splashes you with a bit of mud. I mean, it was a joke, because, it's just... Yeah. It was
I think like, you were, I, Sorry to interject, but I think you were supposed to ask him to cut you some slack.
If it isn't the old jokester over here. Look at you. Can't wait to get away from this guy. Am I right, everybody?
Are you going on a time jaunt?
Yeah, I get no thanks to you. I'm gonna get my dick fixed.
He's gotta get it turned into gold and then into dicks.
Well, oh, so you're going to 19 whatever and then to 1920 or 1962, right?
1965 to 1962, the old 60s strip, the old 60s to the Dixies.
I've had some good times. Good times in that time range.
Oh, wait, well, I'm not going to go back in there and run into you, am I? Well, God, what a waste. Oh, can you tell me where you were in that time so I can avoid you? How about that?
I mean, I could tell you where I wasn't.
You know, well, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. Listen, Dr. Herbert, can I request, after this whole thing, can I get a transfer? I want to move. Is maybe a different time shift? Is that?
It's have you got any other time shifts
going along?
It's a black.
Are you saying this, Wilhelm Reich, will hobble old man Italy over to the time machine and stand in front of the camera?
Hey, what are you doing? This is my time machine.
I think that's a great idea.
I get to use the time.
Some teamwork.
Wait, no, it's not. I'm not. Wait, why do you keep trying to set us back up? I told you it was a bad relationship.
Is this one of those salty things? Never understood kids.
I don't appreciate this. I think this is some sort of sexual harassment. It's weird that you keep trying to set us up again.
It's a super selfie time-o-matic.
Listen, just get out. Wilhelm, just get out of the way. I'm trying to go back in time here.
Hit the switch.
I'm also going to be sat down within during this time, I guess. And I guess we're both going to go back in time?
Yes. In fact, well, I'm not. No, really.
Oh, wait. Do I get... No, you get to choose the dice, don't you? Because I said...
Yeah, it was black dice.
Oh, you chose black dice?
That's why you got in the photo booth.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
So what happens then? Sorry, you were saying...
Oh, I was just gonna say, you're at the time machine overloaded with two passengers, goes even deeper back in time than expected.
Looks like it's Steve's turn.
Yes.
Okay, I brush aside the curtains and saunter out into the.
Oh, Dr. Wiggs! How did you get to 1932?
Oh, wait. We work on the time ship. We've been over this.
You mean 1938?
Yes, that one. Also, I'm 40 years old.
Who are you? I don't recognize you.
What do you mean?
Oh, great. Uh-huh. Now there's two of these jokes. Looks like a real win for me again. First of all, you'd screw up everything so I can't even get my dick back, and now you come and show me your stupid 4-year-old self, like a big family picture. What a great time. We're all having a great time here. I'm gonna go. Listen, we're gonna fix this time machine and get into the future again. We're gonna go back, to the future.
What do you mean back to the future? That sounds impossible.
We work in the time lab.
Nothing is impossible. We gotta listen.
I've just been trapped here for 6 months. I'm so glad to see the two of you.
Well, great. Get a wrench and get to work.
No, don't you understand? We're stranded outside of our own time.
This sucks. I'm done.
Listen,
I was only left with the one fiber bar, and I've been so afraid that it wouldn't be enough. I need to ask a personal favor of you. I need you to go on a dump quest with me.
Hearing this, older Wilhelm Reich will get back in the photo booth time machine and try to turn it to the con.
What are you called?
Is that black dice?
I guess so.
Okay.
40-year-old Wilhelm Reich will jump into the photo booth time machine as well.
I'm trying to think of the best way for this time machine to kill him.
The time machine starts rocking, and that's when younger Wilhelm decides to come knocking. But before he reaches it, the overloading, and it starts printing out all the photos that it's been taking. It just keeps taking photo after photo, and the light keeps getting hotter and hotter until then the whole
Pulling up the photo booth. He's drowning in photos.
He's drowning photos until they explode, and photos shoot out everywhere.
That's
one way to go, I guess.
I'm being torn apart by space-time continuums. Being too close to the exploding selfie photo times is ripping me apart, Ray Bradman. Brad Redman.
Red Jackson.
Red Jackson.
I guess we've transitioned over to your scene, though, so.
No!
You gotta stabilize the time.
White guys. He's
already gone into the hole in time. And as he travels throughout the dimensions, his mind expanding and diffusing to fill all the corners of the world, he realizes nothing. And slowly he comes back together, but in twain. And when he appears in 1961, it is to find a significantly younger Red Brick Redmond.
Red Jackson.
Who is working at a gold to dick transformation palace. And who is very startled to see two 75-year-old Wilhelm Reichs tumble out of thin air.
Wait, then is it me when I'm younger, or is it you, or is it me when I'm older, or what?
Hey, it's you slightly older.
Just say, but this, I keep forgetting your name.
Red Jackson?
Brick Slabhorn! Red, an ambiguously aged Red Jackson stands up in alarm, jostling his apparatus. One of the Wilhelm Reichs falls clumsily on it. Knives and saw blades whirring fly into the air. The other Wilhelm Reich closes his eyes in fear. And then, in a perfect crescendo, a bank robber comes in. Then steals and makes a grab for one of the patient's solid gold dicks. By mistake, his hand closes around a scalpel and accidentally severs Red Brick Slab's real human dick. In the excitement, he doesn't realize what he's done and makes off down the hallway with it.
Oh, great. Great, you screwed everything up again. What a great job, both of you. First of all, you... In the future, and now you in the now. What a great job you came through time to rip my dick up again. That's great. I'm glad Tony did it.
What a great reunion.
While this is happening, you hear the sound. That sounds like 1,000 alarm clocks going off, and a bed with an attached side table materializes in front of you, with a sleeping form of a younger Wilhelm Reich, who rolls over and hits the alarm clock, on which reads the current date. Looks like the medium super time machine's a success, I guess. And
wow, great. Now you're all, the gang's all here. Well, what are you gonna do about this?
There's no time. We have to go after Jack Bedman's stolen dick and one of the 75-year-old Wilhelm Reichs. Takes off down the hallway with the keys to the silky time warp hole. And the other Wilhelm Reich grabs the even younger Wilhelm Reich and says, "Let's go! We've got to go get after him! It's a time adventure, young man!"
Wait, let's just use my time machine to go back and stop it again.
That time machine looks like a...
Go back in time and stop it. Let's stop it. Let's stop this.
Okay, there's one condition. To power this time machine, we need to do it on that bed.
I thought it looked like a sex box. This must be the small prototype sex box time machine.
This is actually the finished version.
This is getting pretty weird.
The 75-year-old Wilhelm Reich bear hugs Jack Beckman. And they all tumble forward into the small finished sex box time machine to cut them off at the pass. I think that's the end of mine. I think that was, that was mine. I don't know what kind of dice I got.
I tried to give you a white dice when you tumbled into the machine, so.
I think that's a good, I think I'm okay with that. That's all great.
Also, I had a black dice, so I'll give my black dice.
No, you don't give them in the second half.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
That's right.
It's been a while since I've done it.
Yeah, I have two whites. Yay!
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess it's my go, and I guess this is the past again, but with you, the two of you have gone back, or however many of you have gone back into the past, to resave my 7th dick.
I'm glad that I, Wilhelm Reich, finally achieved my goal of getting laid to activate this time machine. I'm sure that using it to save my future alternate timeline lover's dick won't leave any lasting psychological trauma. I feel like I wrote many books on this in an alternate life.
Can we play the scene like after you've done that, and now you're back in time and you've just arrived and I'm there tinkering away, however it was, with this human dick that I've just got replaced, I guess, into my human dick? I think that's how it happened, right? I don't remember. And then Robbers came in. There's Robbers are about to hit the scene. Yeah, I guess like about a minute or so before you arrived previously.
I didn't understand most of that. But
okay, so.
So great, looks like you guys are here. What a great reunion. Thanks, you come check out my new dick, is that it?
I'll lie on the bed seductively and just look at them.
Great.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with any more of this. I think I'll investigate less.
Well, you know what? I'm actually doing pretty good. Thanks. I think I'm fine with this human dick again. Pretty good. I gotta say, feels good. good to be whole again. If anything would happen to this human dick, oh boy. Ooh. Surely I would not be very happy to tell you that, but
no.
We already know. But I still won't say anything.
Not gonna happen is what I would guess about this thing. Probably say forever. Probably.
What would probably be
best start making some plans to use this thing, because, you know, it's probably gonna be around some time to come.
There is only one way to fuel this time machine.
I gotta say I'm not really into it right now. I'm just kind of, you know. Well,
whenever you get into it, that's when this time machine will turn on.
You know, Dr. Herbert, he's been trying to set us back up for 20 years. I keep telling both of you, it's not going to happen. Not
as long as like 3 years for me.
Well, you know, I've been stuck here for 30 years, waiting around until technology advanced enough that I could get a full-grown dick. And now that it has, believe me, I intend to use it to the fullest with this ability, and that does not involve doing it with either of you now. If you'll excuse me, I'm just going to stand around here.
Actually, as it happens, during the year-long sojourn I had in 1938, I too suffered an unfortunate accident. And now I have a member made entirely of solid gold. If you have the equipment and the know-how, I would appreciate.
We can certainly fix that up. But hold on, looks like some people from another place. Time coming in. Whoa!
It starts materializing.
Shenanigans! Oh!
Lightning and spewing out pictures. Of a 92-year-old Wilhelm Reich making a duck face at the camera.
And then the bank robber charges in through the door. Kazaw, red stick. And then makes a run for it in the mistaken belief that it is made of solid gold.
I guess that was a black dick. A black dice.
Yeah.
And I guess that was a Freudian slip.
I'm narrating it, so something different might happen now that the time loop has been reverbed.
I can't edit my last message anymore because it's been too long, so because it's been an hour, so I can't do that. But great. Thanks a whole bunch, everybody. You did a real great job. Thanks for saving my dick.
That's not why we were here, was it? Oh, wait. Well, I do have this bed. Take another stab at it.
No, I think I'm good. I might just sign up for another tour of duty on the old Chrono Trigger. Assuming it's somewhere. Some when. I'll start bleeding going for you.
It's pretty good, thanks again. What a great team, everybody. Way to go, buddies. Thanks for coming here and dropping off my dick again.
Well, I mean, it's not our fault.
I did wait 30 years. I've been living out 30 years down here. And then, you know, great job, because you guys just swan around with your time portal, and then come back in here, and this is how you choose to spend your time, is that it?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
I mean, I'm on lunch break, so I need to get back about 1,000 years from now to the SS time ship.
Well,
Chrono Trigger. Sir, call it by its proper name.
I'm from... Wait, oh, the Chrono Trigger? That one crashed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Like 10 years ago.
It begins to fade away.
Man, I never thought I'd run into an old Chrono Trigger version. I mean,
oh,
those started
no.
fading out of the time-space continuum years ago.
However, his solid gold dick remains solid. As he disappears, it thumps to the ground.
Well, if no one's using that, I'm gonna go get this changed for another human dick.
I mean, yeah, have at it. That one's on me, and now it's on you.
Whose turn is it?
I'm not sure. There's only two dice left. We can just...
I think it's Steven's turn, though, right? I don't know.
Okay.
That was what I was assuming, that after, like, then... after my dick got cut off and stuff, I was assuming it was your turn.
Okay. I guess my turn. Well, I have to get laid again to activate my time machine. So depending on if that's a white or a black dice.
Well, the one dude who is willing to do it has just disappeared into the time stream.
Well,
the only other people in this time frame are a robber and another version of you.
I'll make a dive to catch it, to grab the golden dick off the floor from where it fell after you disappeared.
Hey, what are you doing with that dick? That's mine, by right.
Yes,
you owe me a dick.
Look, okay, I'll give you this dick if you promise to give me this dick. So I can get laid and activate this time machine.
You know what? You drive a real hard bargain.
I'll say.
This Dr. Herbert is probably, you know, probably lapping it up right now from exploded Chrono Trigger. I'll be joked. fire up the
dickonizer. How many dice do we have left?
What, after my turn, which I guess was a white dice, it's one black dice on your turn. So I guess choose your time machine and reappear on the scene.
Yeah, alright, I totally have my turn black
dice. Some people, like, have the last dice be a wild card, but I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
That's in the rules, then, that the last dice can be either black or white, so the last person of the decision.
Oh, that's what you meant by wild card, okay. I thought you meant wild card as anyone could claim it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sure. It's a gray dice.
Yeah.
It's what? Okay.
It is both a white and a black dice at the same time.
Oh,
not
God.
That's the waveform.
Oh, okay.
Or white. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, white dice for you, I guess. Go at it.
No. As in, like, it's your turn, I think, was the deal.
Turn. All right. Now, here's what goes down. As he chases after the robber, suddenly in his coat pocket, Wilhelm Reich feels a sudden shimmering weight. As the other Wilhelm Reich disappears into the time stream, that which he had been secretly holding, the manual to the Sex Box Time Machine Small Edition, had not disappeared, for it was a manuscript of ephemeral permanence, instead transferring itself to the nearest Wilhelm Reichish entity. And with this manuscript, he was able to take down the robber with a massive projectile attack. But the robber, as he turned him out, was none other than a young version of Dr. Hermanzer. Who said that he needed the human dick for purposes of science. He then revealed the extra deluxe edition time godpiece. And with a few manic thrusts, they were brought back into only a few years. A few years before the beginning of the events of the story, where Wilhelm Reich took his position as the cantankerous 96-year-old janitor of the space-time spaceship. However, he left behind in his quarters
an ancient manuscript, the manual to the Ergo Sex Box time machine, which the younger version of himself picked up and then took back in time to 1932 and then stashed again in the ship, so that by the time it was used to create with Burn and Zerp the super ultimate time machine, it was 200 years old itself and imbued with the powers of time. With that, Professor Hermanzer had successfully avenged the death of his brother, Mr. Guy. And as who was secretly Wilhelm Reich's father.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the end, but I want to just say, I won't make the joke, but I will say the joke, and then leave it up to you. The joke is Sonic Screwdriver. And it's what we were going to do.
No!
At some point.
No! Why is it so bad?
At least I didn't make a TARDIS joke.
Was that last dice a white dice or a black dice? Or
I guess it was a white dice.
Okay. If it was a black dice, then probably I'd get torn apart by cosmic time radiations.
No, I'll leave it as a white dice. Three white.
No! I revise. With that, he created the super ultimate time machine deluxe, but the power of it was too great, and so the time chrono trigger exploded.
And so that leaves us, I guess, in the position of the aftermath, right?
Yeah.
In order to avenge the death of Mr. Guy, Professor Hermanzer vowed vengeance against the crew and the very concept of time.
One of the Wilhelm Reichs goes back to ask Einstein how to improve the time machine design, and Einstein's just like, what are you doing? It's just a crazy sex box.
Wilhelm Reich's like, hey man, potato potato.
Okay. I guess we roll for the ending.
Yeah, I've made my roll. Yeah, I'll wait till...
Okay, I got 6 white.
Oh, yes. I have 2, 3 white? How many white? Where is my white? Scroll button.
You have 2 white and 1 black, right?
Okay. Is unimpressive. That's a 2. 2 white.
Okay. Do you want me to read out what that is and stuff, Paul?
Sure.
2 white is merciless. You might not be dead on the outside, but you sure as hell are dead on the inside. The emotional or mental wounds you have suffered will never heal. The future is a brick wall.
I like how it includes the line, the future is a brick wall, because we can take that literally.
Smashed against a brick wall in the middle of space.
I was going to say you destroyed time.
Wilhelm Reich drifts aimless and thoughtless in the endless void beyond time and space forever.
Okay. Let's see. My 6 white is weak. Hey, you're busted, beat, and broke down, but at least you've learned a lesson about human greed and frailty, right? It'll serve you well in prison, which is where you are probably headed. Actually, didn't Wilhelm Reich die of a heart attack in prison, or am I thinking of a different person they talk about?
I don't remember whatever happened to Wilhelm Reich.
Give me a couple seconds, because he died of heart attack in prison. That works for me.
That's spooky, then.
He died in jail of heart failure just over a year after he was sent to jail, I think, days before he was due to apply for parole.
Oh, no.
So, I guess the time cops show up.
No, they not the time cops.
The time cops. The time bed, whatever I called it. I think it was the medium super time machine that I referenced at the very start. And it was an illegal version that it was deemed too immortal for the time-space continuum. So they seize all of my time machines and notes, and they burn them all, and they send me to prison because I'm a dangerous man with dangerous and horrible ideals. And eventually I die of a heart attack.
Oh, Wilhelm Reich did badly in this game.
Wilhelm Reich did badly.
Oh.
I got a 14, which is awesome.
What?
No! So, for me...
I guess since
I got this new dick.
Yeah.
Looks like it's time to take this baby for a spin. I'm going to wash it off first, and then I'm going to get myself my own time spaceship. I'm going to have time adventures with my dick. See you later.
I guess you did have to spend almost all the adventure without it.
So it's yet to end up being the last human on Earth, though.
Oh yeah, that is true.
It's your future history.
My future history. One day, I go back to Earth. I'm the only one there. No big deal. Then I come back. No.
At least you don't have a robot dick.
Good God, this has got to be the most times I've ever said dick in a public medium.
I think, well, obviously me too, yeah. It's not heard.
You beat the word dick every time it appears when you edit this episode.
I just beep the entire episode.
I was going to say just mark it not for grandmas, but... if you can find something to bleep out the word dick with, that would be pretty great.
Jeez. And I thought that that other fiasco we did, the other fiasco we did that you tagged on the website as, what was it, like mild erotica or something?
Yeah.
What was that one?
That was
the Manor Hotel. Yeah.
Wait, was that the spiders in the wall? No, that was the...
No, that was...
Paper salesman and the mafia and child labor.
And all that. Terrible.
Wait a minute.
It's low-grade erotica.
Didn't Dan Puckett get his dick cut off in that?
It's entirely possible.
I know I lost, like, all my fingers and got shot up with a Tommy gun.
I don't remember all of these terrible things happening.
It was, it was bad, but we've proved that we can make it worse. That's something.
There's no situation that we can't make worse.
Can't you stop looking in the past, listeners?
So, brave adventurers of the future, thank you for listening to this past cast. It was bleep tapstick.
I mean, how many explicit tags can you put on one podcast?
Can we fill up the entire page for them?
I'll just make the whole description for the episode just replacing with the word explicit. Over and over and over again.
like a speech. Oh, alright. And then we can overlay the end of this episode with the soothing strains of the touchable penis.
Wow. I can't believe this whole game was like about an hour or so in this touchable game.
Yeah, because we spent like 40 minutes messing around in Spain or something.
I was saving the Pope.
getting ancient manuscripts about jade skulls.
I'll probably edit that out, but then edit it back in at the end, because why not?
That's like a 5 minute stinger.
Alright. That was a unexpectedly great game of Fiasco.
Yeah, it's really short. I mean, didn't we, the other Fiascos we did were like 3 hours and 4 hours, right?
They go nuts long. I think it was... Time travel lends itself well to conjoined scenes that don't make sense with each other.
Yeah, that's true. And also we had scenes that were like two things happened. Like we got out of a time machine and then we got back in time machine and died.
Yeah. And we moved on. The scenes was literally like we get in the time machine, we get out 2 minutes earlier. We 2 minutes and then the same thing happens.
I know. I mean, it's getting really late for you.
Yeah.
But do you want to try to do a second of the time travel ones? Just really quickly? Oh. Have a time travel double fiasco episode?
Oh.
That seems like it would be too... Sorry, it's quarter to four.
Yeah, it is super late for you.
Oh, no. I think this one's short and sweet and really nice. And
I'll make sure to cut out you saying it was short and sweet and really nice and put that in at the start, reassuringly. So the listeners know that that's what it is.
Great. I was going to tell the people at work that I do like a podcast, but now, I don't know, they might jump to the site and be like, oh, time machines, eh?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that neither of the friends I invited to play tonight were available.
Well, it wouldn't have happened that way. No, it's probably, like a causality thing.
Okay, well, causality. We ignored that the entire game, though.
Look, causality is the wet blanket for a time machine party. All right, guys. I'm going to go to bed. I got to drive. Or maybe I'll just put away all these empty milk containers. At any rate. It was a good game.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Thank you for playing it, buddy.
I don't have to thank you for running it, but yeah, thanks for playing it as well.
Yeah. I was worried that we were going to do a game this week and stuff, and then I'm glad that it happened.
Liked how your voice was basically Rick, character from Rick and Morty.
I just did Rick and Morty, and also Morty. Yep. I did a change of both of them.
I noticed.
That's how it happened. That's what happens when you watch Rick and Morty too much.
This could have been a Rick and Morty episode.
Yes, it really, really could have been. Alright, good night. Okay.
Alright.
Good
night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Later, bees.
Okay, hey, Steven editing again this week. I still haven't got any feedback on what I did last time, putting all the filler in at the end. But let's just say there's a lot this recording, and I'm doing it again. So if you want to hear us talk about Lost, Angel, Primer, X-Men, Spider-Man, and attempt to play a game of Fiasco set in Florence in the mid-1600s, then that's pretty much all that happens for the rest of this episode. So enjoy.
How much of an echo is there?
I don't hear an echo. I don't hear an echo.
That's awesome.
I hear a Mr. Echo when I watch the TV show Lost.
Wow. There is that.
Depend on the season, yeah?
I don't hear him. I've been diagnosed with echo disorder, which is where you can't hear Mr. Echo.
So where's the Lost-inspired Fiasco setting?
Where is the Lost-inspired Fiasco setting?
You would think that there might be one, although I guess it's not really like as in... The only sort of ambition that they have is just to screw around and waste time on a TV show.
Well, I mean, some of them try to shoot each other. I remember Hurley had a bunch of food at one point, and then he blew it all up. And that one guy who was on the exercise bike at the beginning of season two, I think his ambition is to not die, but more so than everyone else.
I see.
Because he's fit.
Well, you see, that was Desmond Hume, because they're all named after philosophers and stuff.
Look, don't
don't clue me in to the thousand other times he appears in the show. Let me preserve my blissful ignorance. Let me think that he just shows up for those three episodes, gets all that character development, and then disappears entirely.
I watched the first three episodes on Netflix, and then someone told me that it gets good at, like, season three. And I was like, really? That's a bit of an investment? That's a bit of an investment to make?
I don't know. I liked it right from the beginning,
and I still think that it is okay.
Well, I mean, the person who told me may have just had bad taste, but the first, like, two episodes weren't that interesting.
I guess it just sort of depends. And also, like, it's a different climate now, alright? It's a post-Lost climate.
My problem with it is just...
I mean, climate change, right?
There are things that I can grok, like the strung-out guy, Charlie, the fact that he's addicted to heroin. I'm like, that's a solid plot. They can resolve that, and it'll be interesting. Or Hurley and his problems with being nice to anyone. Yeah, all right, sure, that's great. But then there's, like, oh, there's this lady with a baby. Is the baby going to be born a zombie? Why not? Who knows? It's the island. Is it ever going to get resolved? No. What about Hurley's numbers? Is he going to see a resolute? No. What about all of the explosions in the base? No. What about all of the dead man?
I can answer your questions.
Father comes back to life, and I'm betting they never explain that shit.
I can answer your questions. Here we go. What was
the last one? Scholar?
What the fuck is up with the numbers?
Oh, well, I can tell you about the baby. The baby, it gets born, and they say, like, oh, maybe this baby will be special for them. Don't worry, nothing happens.
Exactly!
You're going to clear things up about the baby.
I remember seeing the episode third to the end, and still no one seemed to know what to do with the black smoke. And then I gather at the end, like, everything that hasn't been dealt with is just sort of said, like, no, don't worry about it, guys.
Okay,
well, the numbers are basically just sort of, like, a coincidence, is basically it, in that, like, as in, a bunch of people were named,
the caretakers of the black smoke?
Not of the black. The black smoke is the embodiment of all of evil in the world. Yeah.
Because that seems a little bit of an anticlimactic location.
And it seems like there'd be a lot more of it, right?
And maybe that the bunch of researchers wouldn't have been able to set up a big spooky laboratory on the island where the black smoke kills you. How did that polar bear stay alive? Why is anything alive? Why is the black smoke not just...
Well, because there's also the sort of the forces of good as well as evil.
The
force of good is a dopey dude who sits in a tower and is like, guys, I need you to understand, everything's connected, and then he gets shot.
Well, they're both kind of dicks, to be honest. Both of them are kind of like...
Okay. I have 22 fiasco PDFs here, so do you want me to just roll a D22? And...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, sure.
I rolled a 9, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Horse fever.
I've got that one. For me, 9 would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, no, not going to be that one. Right, but I've got 43 scenarios. So.
Okay, well, maybe you roll a D43.
I don't know. Horse fever sounds like something I have no idea what to do with.
It's a horse racing, gambling, gangsters. Does it say where the setting is? No, it doesn't. Not in that, at least.
Does it get to be that bit from All Dogs Go to Heaven where they fix a horse race?
Yes.
Give me a minute.
That mean we all have to play as little girls.
Looks like the city is called Horseburg. But I can't find the date.
I'm immediately unsold. If it is in Horse County, or if it is in Ney County, I'm resold.
It does not specify.
Oh.
And it's also in an ambiguous time.
No.
Although,
once I've been rolling and the ones that we've already played, so...
Well, it's gotta be before the year 2082 when horses go extinct.
Oh, can it be like that one Did you ever play that game? I can't remember anything about it now, but it was like this text-based game just about you and your horse, but it was slowly revealed that it was set in like some dystopian future, and when they said horses, they meant like eldritch terrors, and so you're like raising your horse, and you just have a bunch of choices to make every day, and after a certain number of days, it gets to the competition, and like almost all the endings ended with one of the horses, well, quote-unquote horses in the competition, like, destroying the world or something. It's pretty great.
I like it.
Can someone else roll the D43, because human intervention for me is making me just not choose any of
this. I rolled a 7 this time, so.
Wait, roll a 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's Science Comics. I think we've already done that one. Yeah, we've already done this one.
Shit. I wasn't there for that one.
No, holy shit. I rolled a 1D43 and I rolled a 43. Do a number 43 because it's a critical fail.
Oh, wait. I didn't roll a D43. I rolled the D22. I forgot to change the numbers.
Just roll another one and then multiply them.
Okay, well, I got a 33, so I mean, I guess look at 43 and look at 33 and then flip a coin.
Okay, so...
Flip a coin, just...
And 43, 42, 41, 48, 39, 38, 37, 36.
I guess this is a lot of counting now that I think about it.
33 is Manor Hotel, which we've already done, and...
Well...
43 is Heroes of Pinnacle City, which is another superhero one.
Here we go, Heroes of Pinnacle City! That's amazing! How about we do that?
Okay.
We could also just do the Medici, whatever.
Yeah, we could just do the
or Tartan Noir.
Or Torin Ropand, or Dragon Slayer.
Or Jojo's Bizarre Adventure.
There's just too many options
here. Let's roll a d4 between those four options.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Will, who's not looking at a list of PDFs now, I think he should be the one who rolls, and then I think we should just stick with whichever he rolls.
All right, should I roll a d100?
So there's no, like, second-guessing. Yeah, or, well...
Yes, d100. Let's do it. 44, which I think is the 43, and then the first one in your list, Stephen.
The first one. It's going to sound like I'm lying, but the first one in my list is Di Medici.
Hey!
Sorted by...
Alright, we're going with Di Medici. That rocks.
Alright. Yeah. I've got that. It's right there. It's the 41st on mine, I think. De Medici.
I guess that's a closer way to pronouncing it than I've been saying.
Medici. And this is the Italian man.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the Joss Whedon version of Much Ado About Nothing. I've got it on DVD with art cards.
Don't believe you that he made that. I can't understand him making anything but superhero movies.
What about the PDF?
I'm missing the PDF.
Well, it's pretty obvious from Angel and stuff, as in, like, he can do kind of a Shakespearean kind of thing.
Look, I may not have seen any of Angel, but the one thing I did see was they were chasing water-sucking arthropods, like bug things, around a hotel, and a guy got dehydrated and he burst like a sack of flour.
Good.
I can't comprehend that show getting Shakespearean.
I don't remember that bit.
Oh, it was big. They drank alcohol to ward it off. Also, one of the ladies started glowing, and that seemed to help.
Are you sure that was Angel?
Pretty sure. Angel was in it. They were in a hotel.
I remember the hotel. But I don't remember that episode.
It was the second part. It was a two-parter, and there were bugs in a hotel, and they got in your mouth and drank up all your juices.
Oh, maybe? Definitely. I'll have to rewatch it.
Mm. It's actually pretty lucky we're doing this game, because there's, like, nothing left that I could edit. And if we do a fiasco, then like, I can edit that and we'll have one more buffer.
This is for... rely on you. Hey, Steven, in the future, this is for when you edit this.
I'll amplify it until it clips.
Amplify it. Oh, God! That was... Oh, I'm deaf now, Steven.
Okay.
Can
you send a message back from the future while you're editing this?
I mean, I can do my darndest.
Steven, I don't appreciate that kind of future lewd talk. Please stop leaving these messages.
Well, now I have to say something lewd.
That now, don't blame me on your own free will.
Too late.
Oh no! I've been time blamed!
Maybe we should have done the one that was about time travel.
There was one about time travel?
There's a few about time travel. One of them's called All the Damn Time, which is... That's the Slaughterhouse 5 one, right?
Has anyone made just a primer? Primer the Fiasco game? Because I bet Primer would make a good Fiasco game.
Yeah. It's got high ambition and power impulse control.
I would play I would play Primer, the point-and-click adventure. I would make Primer, the point-and-click adventure.
How would you even point-and-click in a Primer? Like,
I'm going to sue you if you release this.
Yeah, or Primer, the text adventure. Directions are north, west, east, south, forwards in time.
Can you go backwards in time? Yeah, of course you can. No?
Yeah.
Could you?
Well, yeah. In Primer, all they did was go back in time, right?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't going forwards in time, except for when they just, like, went back in time and then hid somewhere until it was later, and I guess that's going forwards in time.
And then they stopped being nice, and instead of them hiding and letting their previous self go about their day, they injected sedatives into the breakfast that they remembered eating that morning, so their past self goes knocked out. And then they saved a pretty lady from, a shotgun. Except, yeah. I don't remember which one of them already had a girlfriend. It wasn't both.
One was married.
It was a very weak part of the movie. Yeah. It's a strange excuse for them to sort of peel apart the space-time.
I think, wasn't it sort of the person was shot? It was their fault in an earlier trip that the guy who had the shotgun or something like that?
Now, that would have been compelling, but as it happens, no.
Oh, okay. I watched the movie once.
You watched the movie once. We're talking about the movie.
I watched the Always Citizen review of the movie probably 12 times, and then I watched the movie twice, and I feel like I understand everything about it now.
I watched it once, and it's like, I think I got everything except for why there was a time clone. I didn't see why they ended up having a time clone. So that's then just... I read the Wikipedia until I was like, oh, okay, I guess it makes sense.
What do you mean by time clone?
There was two of one of them at the end, right?
Yeah.
Because they had them both hid in the attic or something, didn't they? I don't know.
That's the thing about when the guys who get sedatized wake up. Then they go back to living their lives with their friends and family. And then the time traveler guys are like, oh... These sedatives guys, they stole my friends and family, but not really, because it's theirs. I guess I'll go to Peru and build a giant time machine now.
Yeah.
Also, I can't write anymore, so that's a bit of a bummer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
I don't think that's explained, but it's at least well hinted at in that great line at the beginning where, what? He says, look, Aaron... There is literally nothing about what we're going to do that could be construed as safe.
I do remember that, yeah. His hands were super shaky, and he was trying to write things and just dropping the pen.
It's great neural damage, bro. Love it.
I saw that movie Triangle. That was pretty good.
Dab up, shakes.
It's a big time loop spoiler alert. Well, actually, it's not. Well, it's sort of. As in, there's a bunch of, like... little sort of time loop things, and then it turns out later that the whole thing is a giant time loop. Again, spoiler alert.
Is this just Homestuck you're telling me about?
No, yeah. It's there's a woman and she goes onto a ship and stuff, and there's like with a bunch still of other people and like I say, it's...
it still sounds like Homestuck.
I mean, with the amount of things that happen in Homestuck,
there's not much that doesn't sound like Homestuck.
There's a murderer guy and whatnot. Yep.
No, there's that. That's Gamzee and probably someone else.
Hey, wait, if you want to differentiate it from Homestuck, how many gigolos are there?
You mean juggalos?
Juggalos.
How many juggalos are there, Triangle? Because I think Andrew Hunt is one.
No. It's, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's cool, though, because then there's a lot of times when, like, there's, like, a pile of, like, about 100 dead bodies because of all the time loop and everything.
Oh, that's rough. No.
So maybe we shouldn't do a De Medici if no one's interested in it.
Oh, we can do.
Well, I'm looking at it now, and I have no idea how to play any of the setting, so...
Ever since the times of Cosimo the Elder... The bankers, the Medici...
Look, just because this is De Medici doesn't mean we can't introduce time travel into it.
Fair enough. Let's see. A possible thing is that you could be an ex-student at Pisa's university. So, I mean,
that's a time machine. That's just painting teachers. I'm going to paint myself a time machine.
Is that okay if you do a time travel one? Is that all right?
One of the possibilities is hired assassin and target, so you could be an assassin sent from the future. Kill someone in the past. No, I'd be fine with switching to a time travel one.
Alright, can I roll? I really like Brothers in Christ, so I want to see if I get it.
Okay.
Alright, wrong window. Where's my dice? Here we go. Shoot, what do I roll?
D6? You'd have to roll two ones to get, yeah, you'd roll two
D6. I think we're staying with this then. Okay, alright.
So I guess the orbit.
That was a plus four. My bad. 4d6. Not a number error. Well done, Wizards of the Coast. Okay, I got a 3 and a 6. I'm going to stick with those in the interest of stuff. So, 3, war and violence. 6, mercenary and employer. So I'm a hired mercenary.
You could also be a general wrongdoer.
General wrongdoer?
Oh, 6, wrong. 3 is wrongdoers.
No, mercenary. And then other one was 5 and 2, and that's my location.
Oh, wait, hang on 2 seconds. We need to work out which order this stuff is happening in.
I've been hired by Cosimo de Medici to defend Florence and him as a mercenary. So I guess one of you guys is might be de Medici or someone else. Yeah, my name's Aaron Gabarn-Yark. I come from the Western Gabarn-Yarks.
I guess it doesn't matter what order we put us in, because either way it's going to go, at some point it's going to go Will. It's just going to be hard to keep track of.
We're going to cross the streams and everyone's going to die. But anyway, so somebody needs to be my employer. Who wants to hire a mercenary?
I'll take the case.
I was going to say, it's hard to say. Yeah, sure, take the case. You can have that.
I'll crack this case for your boss, or at least I'll crack some skulls.
What were we going to do? Location was the next one, right?
I have a need to defend Florence. I'm defending Forzuano di Medici.
Is that the need to defend Florence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Florence.
All right.
It is very obviously important.
Wait, what's the thing? To defend Florence by defending Cosimo de' Medici, is that it?
Yes, I'm searching for this truth by defending him and working for you.
Okay.
But to defend Florence with great enthusiasm, but no real effect.
I think that's the person hiding behind those curtains. Again.
I got a 5 and a 1, so that would be either Inquisitor and Heretic, or Noble and Page / Handmaiden. So I guess Inquisitor and Heretic, right?
I'll be a Heretic, sure.
Okay.
And hired by the Inquisition.
That's pretty good.
I'm a fan of this.
And Object, or Location, actually. Location is next. 4 and a 4, so that is 4-4. In the quiet shade of a rich Benedictine cloister.
Cloister is like a nunnery, right?
Sorry?
Is cloister like a nunnery?
I only know it from Final Fantasy X, so...
Okay, I only know it because I...
Oh, yeah, it's a nunnery.
Yeah, okay, I learned that from... Hamlet.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Some Shakespeare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the Inquisition's just hanging out at the rich shade, or the quiet shade of a rich nunnery. That's a good place for an Inquisition to be.
Hey, these nuns, they're up to no good. These nuns are naughty.
Okay, no. So I rolled a 5 and a 6, and then a 5 and a 6, so...
Could it be that one of us has had to go undercover? That's your joke from How Did This Get Made?
Yeah. It sounds like you need to be an undercover brother.
Oh, man. Okay.
You need to be a white chick.
Okay.
You need to be whatever that movie is with the singing nuns. That isn't Sound of Music.
Sister Act?
Yeah!
Will M.? We're members of the same cabal / conspiracy.
What's the conspiracy?
We can figure that one out later.
Let's have it. But I was hired by the Inquisition to defend Medici. What if he's the Antichrist?
Okay, so our choice of objects is either a Florentine codex, an Aztec manuscript, or a perfectly proportioned skull cut from New World jade. So I think our cabal / conspiracy is trying to steal or obtain one of those.
Yes. That's the only way we can unlock the true power.
Let's go with the Aztec manuscript.
Ah, very
or nice. I guess if we go with the jade skull, we can just make a lot of really bad Indiana Jones jokes.
Hey, that sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, so
we're... Mine is Shia LaBeouf.
Remembers of the same cabal going after a perfectly proportioned skull cut from New World jade.
And we have we like skulls because I'm a thing. You'll find out. Yes!
Hang on, how many dice is that each? It's, you get 2 white, 2 black dice each, right? So 6 white dice.
Probably.
6 black dice.
Oh, I guess our cabal / conspiracy is also set up to defend the Cosmo guy. Cosmo?
He's going to bring Christianity to Florence, maybe. But we know he's secretly the devil in disguise.
And he needs the jade skull to obtain that.
We need to replace his skull.
His powers.
With the jade skull. His real one is keeping in his brain power.
Have you seen... No, this is too... Sorry, I won't go off on the tangent again. I didn't do it, so it's fine.
Okay, sure. I can use that line, that sentence, as a stopgap to edit out all other tangents. Just you saying, nope, I didn't go off on a tangent this time.
Good.
I didn't go off on a tangent there. Nope.
Yep.
I don't actually find that intensive editing, so, I mean...
Yep.
Anyways.
Fails.
All right, I was going to just talk about, I think, that.
Who's, am I going first?
Yeah, the video of the X-Men where Professor Xavier fires all the X-Men. All right.
You posted on Facebook, but I never watched it.
You should watch it because it's funny. It's basically Pete Holmes as Professor X, and like, as in, he just sort of like talks shit to the X-Men, to individual X-Men members repeatedly, and then fires them, and then talks shit to them.
Okay.
Like, as in Wolverine and stuff, he says about like how he's made of metal, and the guy that they fight all the time controls metal with his mind.
They should just go to that scene where Cyclops loses his girlfriend and then shacks up with one of the X-Men, and Wolverine just walks in on him doing it and says, "Great job, Cyclops." And then Cyclops blasts him through a wall.
I did not see that.
I'm pretty sure that's real. I get all of my comic book knowledge from references by two best friends.
Okay. If you guys want to keep vamping, I'm going to go read about Florence.
Okay.
So it's hot.
I've been reading comics. I've been reading the Ultimate Spider-Man Miles Morales comics.
First panel, Spider-Man flips overhead through Florence, having time traveled into the past to stop the Green Goblin.
They don't fight the Green Goblin in this one because Peter Parker Spider-Man's dead in the Ultimate Universe, so...
Aaron Gablara looks up dead Peter Parker at his feet and says, "I'll get all of you, Spider-Man, one of these days. You just wait."
He's fighting against a guy who's a Mexican guy with tattoos who is invincible, seemingly, and has a big chin with a hook on the end of it. And
Eric's friend, El Brucacab Beats.
He's just called Scorpion.
Tattooed, scarred, oily skin glistening in the sunlight. And he picks up Peter Parker's corpse and he hurls it down. But unfortunately, the Pope's procession is passing underneath. and just below the corpse is the guy, Giustino de Medici. Aaron Gablarons is forced to leap down from the parapet, and he, with a superb display of strength, catches the corpse just before it hits Medici's.
You know, as in, like, is Florence in Italy, yeah? Florence is Italy.
Probably.
It looks like it's, okay, under language, at least, it says they spoke Florentine, and then it says it was the immediate parent language to modern Italian.
Okay.
So it's gotta be. Is it Italy? Well, hold on, says Florence de Medici's. You have once again proven your worth, Gabrielungs. You are invited to tonight's gala ball for God.
In Latin and stuff, as in, like, as in there wasn't any kind of soft sounds and whatnot, as in, so, like, Caesar was actually Kaiser. And then also, V is W, so it'd be Wenny Weedy Weeky.
Aaron Gabrielungs does not understand what Silvio de Medici says, for he does not know Latin.
So, guys,
he follows along and eventually comes to a large manor house. They serve popinjays and good hors d'oeuvres, but after half past midnight, he slips away into the cellar and finds beneath it a soft brick, an old treasure map.
And it would also be in We Know Veritas. Alright, okay, I'm done.
The treasure map says nothing. Winnie Winnie Wiki in We Know Veritas.
Veritas. Veritas.
Wikipedia says that nothing, it doesn't say anything about anything happening in or around 1559. So, I mean, really skimming through it didn't help.
Wikipedia. Damn it. Aaron.
Oh, wait, no. Wait.
Is that a loss as to what in veritas might mean?
Veritas. We know so veritas. It means in wine truth. It means that when you're drunk, you speak the truth.
At a loss as to what this word might possibly mean. It returns upwards to the body and gets a glass of wine.
I don't even know why I bother sometimes.
Sorry, was I not paying attention and we started playing while I was trying to read the Wikipedia article?
I have done my turn.
Okay, I guess I entirely missed it.
Peter Parker is dead. And I am going to insist that this is canon. So, Aaron Goblorong has retrieved a treasure map. But a treasure map for the Jade Skull. I mean the ancient Tibetan something.
I think it was a Jade Skull.
Ah, yes, the Jade Tibetans.
The Crystal Skull.
He doesn't understand the inscription. On one side is Latin, the weird veritas word that he doesn't think is sounding right, but he's drinking too much to understand. On the other side is just the words, "Yo, Fiddy, hit that ramp!" And all it does is make him angry.
I hope you enjoyed that previous half an hour, Stephen, editing this in the future.
Well, I mean, I'll leave it all in.
Look, I just wanted dice so that you guys could get on with your happening adventures.
No, we'll start the thing.
Well, why you gotta be such a spoil sport?
Because that's not a scene. That's just a series of things that you just said.
Yeah! That's what scenes are.
Man. We really should have gone with a different one.
Let's get very legally Italian. You can go first.
I know nothing about Italy. This is becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah, do you want to switch scenarios, or do you want to...
Wait, okay, let's do one of the time travel ones, and then call everything that just happened canon anyways.
I'm super down with this.
That happened in the past?
I am unanimous.
Okay, right.
What if we kept all of the things we already rolled, all of our character traits, and then rolled second ones for a time travel game? And said that we were time travelers playing the roles of these people.
Sure.
We all quantum leaped.
The three people quantum leaping at once. Sam can't keep track.
We just hoping that next leap could be a leap on.
Sure, send over the time travel sheet.
I doubt it'll work out that easily. We should just start over from a time travel game.
No, I wasn't saying it'd be easy. It'd be very hard.
Nothing worth doing is ever easy.
Oh, I found something worth doing. I saved the Pope. How many popes did you save today? None.
That's
a no Pope day.
You know, the Pope tweeted to pray for him.
I can't handle the fact that the Pope tweets.
Well, I don't know, because then you would assume that the Pope would ask someone to tweet for them, but then why would they tweet, pray for me?
Maybe they're having a hard day.
Well, there was also a space fiasco.
There is, isn't there?
We're going to be doing a space game in the future, though. Space game.
Space game. Which I may never come up with a better name for it than space game.
You could just use the name from Aqua Teen Hunger Force and call it Space Guitars.
Space Guitars?
Yes. They do a little Mexican guitar riff every time.
Okay.
He goes, Space Guitars. Do-do-do-do-do.
Right. Well, I don't think guitars are going to play an integral role to the plot, so... Integral.
So is that one, or there's also... No, that's Space Travel, is the next one.
Alright, scene two. Steven, you're going to have to wait a tie in a monologue with a pope. I don't envy you the task.
Oh, no. I'll tweet at the Pope.
Oh, excellent. 15 tweets in succession.
It's from a Google Drive. I'm just, Oh, the PDF is all up on this Google Drive, so if you want to just... I'll just send over the link.
All right.
Here it is. One of the options is corrupt time cops, so... What's that? Oh, there's also All the Damn Time, which is the one where you're all playing versions of the same character from different times.
Could I be Dave Sprite?
I'm not sure if I'm accessing this Google Drive.
I clicked it. My computer appears to have caught on fire.
It's telling me the content cannot be displayed in a frame.
Oh, Joe may download it, and then I can send it to you.
Do you have any already downloaded?
I've got this downloaded. It's here now. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, I guess that was fast enough. I can't remember. Did someone use the watch and then jump into the water and get really hurt because hitting the water when it was moving so slowly was just like hitting something solid? Was that something, or is that just a thing that I said should have happened?
Either way, it's full of, it breaks everything. Every once in a while, someone will wonder about making little objects hilariously unstoppable, but then they forget that the air is full of little objects, and they just don't remember they're there ever. But it's like, this book is full of spiders. It's said that if you like walk into a bee, it's like being hit by a faulty bullet. But like, air's full of dust, guys. It's just gonna cut you to ribbons. Also, the air is full of air.
There's that too.
It's got mass. Ask a balloon. So yeah, the end result is time travel for nerds and real men go to space.